Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults, and young at heart. I'm Jamie, back once again for WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Skylar. Say hi, Sky.
Hello.
And this week, we're going to kind of tail off of what we did last week with strings, but this time, we're going to focus on one instrument, the instrument that I said I liked the most, which is the mandolin. So this week, we're going to play a lot of mandolin music and talk about the mandolin. The mandolin is a small stringed musical instrument in the lute family, which we also spoke about last week. The mandolin emerged in the 1500s and 1600s in Naples, Italy. The mandolin is a soprano instrument. There are other types of instruments in the mandolin family, including the mandola, which is an alto, octave mandolin, which is a tenor, the mandolone, the mandocello, and the mando bass. In Italy, the mandolin was called the mandolino. The first song we're going to play is just a song to give you a taste of what the mandolin sounds like. Here's a fun take on Rodeo, Hoedown by Aaron Copland. This is played by the Modern Mandolin Quartet.
Thank you.
Some interesting facts about the mandolin is that one who plays the mandolin is referred to as a mandolinist. And when the mandolin was first brought to the US by immigrants, it was used primarily in classical and folk music. Here's a classical piece by Vivaldi, Concerto for Two Mandolins. We'll play movements 1 through 3 and then take a quick break.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are back. I'm Jamie. I'm here with
me, Skylar.
For WCRI's Kids Hour, we're playing the music of the mandolin and talking about some interesting facts about the mandolin. In order to increase the interest of buying the mandolins, manufacturers hired salesmen who established mandolin orchestras in small towns that ultimately encouraged people to buy them. Mandolins are mainly made of wood, and they have a variety of other parts, including the fingerboard, tuners, headstock, posts, and much more. The most common mandolin is the 8-string version, which, as we said, was originally designed in Naples, Italy. Mandolins are heard in a variety of music styles today, including country, folk, rock, bluegrass, classical, jazz, gospel, blues, old-timey, ragtime, and many ethnic music styles as well. So let's listen to the mandolin in some other styles. Here's the mandolin being played in the bluegrass style in a short piece called Catnip. This is by Bobby Osborne, Buck White, David Grissom, and many more from the Bush Bluegrass Mandolin Extravaganza album.
Thank you.
Another fact that you might not know is the mandolin is played in traditional music in countries such as Italy, Australia, Belgium, Finland, France, Greece, and so many more. Also, the mandolin is considered one of the easier instruments to learn and to play. Here's a fun piece, originally by a group that I love, the Beatles, called Eleanor Rigby, played on the mandolin by Butch Baldassare and the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble.
In the 1980s, a song called Mandolin Rain by Bruce Hornsby and The Range featured the mandolin, and another famous song that features the mandolin in the rock genre is a song called Maggie May by Rod Stewart, where the mandolin is played by Ray Jackson. Now, this song is actually one of my ringtones on my phone, so let's listen to a little sample of how this is played in Maggie May in the rock genre.
The mandolin was a popular instrument of the Middle Ages. They were very popular in Italian and French classical music. And one weird fact about the mandolin, a Country Music Hall of Fame and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and a mandolinist master named Bill Monroe once put a rattlesnake tail inside of his mandolin to keep the mice out of it and to absorb excess moisture. Here's two classical pieces that you normally hear by an orchestra, but are now played on a mandolin quartet. Here is Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and Waltz of the Flowers by Modern Mandolin Quartet.
Some famous composers that included mandolin pieces in their compositions included Beethoven, Vivaldi, Mozart, Handel, John Creighton, Paganini, Yasu Kuwahara, and Jiro Nakano. Here's another piece, Quintet No. 1 for mandolin and strings, played by the Carpe Diem String Quartet and Jeff Midkiff.
Thank you.
While he is better known as a pianist, Ludwig von Beethoven also enjoyed playing the mandolin, which he kept hung inside his piano. He may have composed at least 5 mandolin works in his life, although only 4 are known today. Now let's hear June Apple by Butch Baldassare and David Schnaffer. Here's another mandolin piece by Butch Baldassare, Down to the River to Pray.
Thank you.
And that's it for another week of WCRI Kids Hour. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
And make sure you enjoy the music and the arts as much as you can. We'll see you again next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.